Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1254, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, Daley Paskman and Don Voorhees have birthday segments. We'll also hear about some Lizzies, we'll get slap happy, and have some surprises. Last week, July 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Philadelphia of Daley Raymond Paskman to Maximilian Paskman, a bookbinder, and Rachel Rosenthal. Even at the young age of 13, Daley was working in a printing shop. He served in the Naval Auxiliary Reserve from April of 1918 to April of 1920, during which time he married Marie Josephine Poot in Chicago on March 10th, 1919. Paskman began his show business career as an actor in the Four Paw Stock Company in the Four Paw Theater in Philadelphia, after which he worked in the publicity department of the Schubert Theater. For over 10 years, he worked as an assistant producer for Morris Guest, and during this time tried his hand at writing music and lyrics. In 1924, at the age of 27, Paskman was appointed director of radio station WGBS, owned by the department store Gimbel Brothers, Incorporated. He was the first person to produce plays on the radio by broadcasting live dramas from the stage, and then by adapting plays for radio presentation. Daley Paskman was the author of two books on the subject of minstrelsy, Gentlemen Be Seated, and Blackface and Music, a folio of songs and minstrel material. He died on March 27, 1979, in New York City at age 84. Here are Daley Paskman's Radio Minstrels.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We have the pleasure of bringing to you the happy and highly popular Daley Paskman Radio Minstrels. The old-time minstrels have assembled here to bring back to your memory those golden tunes and mirth-provoking jokes of minstrel days gone by, recalling songs and jokes you forgot to remember. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, to the opening of our minstrel show by the entire company.
I keep the Alabama with the banjo on my knee. I grind the Louisiana mic tune up on the sea. I prayed all night the day I left the weather, it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Joanna, don't you cry.
Gentlemen, be seated. Those two incomparable end men, Mr. Bones on my right and Mr. Tambo on my left. Good evening, Mr. Bones. How did you like the singing?
Oh, brother, that singing was just wonderful.
You know, singing is their hobby.
Their what?
Their hobby.
What do you call a hobby?
Why, Mr. Bones, a hobby is anything a man gets his greatest pleasure out of. I see you don't understand, so I'll try and explain. Now, for instance, my hobby is singing. Another man's hobby may be dancing. Another man may like to tinker with machinery. Another man may like to rake the garden. That's his hobby.
Yes, everybody has a hobby.
That's right. Everybody has a hobby. And what is your hobby?
Women!
Now, Mr. Bones, didn't I understand you to say you were a married man?
Yes, I'm married, but that ain't no hobby.
The Diamond-Studded Quartet.
Home, far away.
And see here, Mr. Tambo, didn't you tell me you were married the other day?
Yes, Miss Interloper, that day is gone, but not forgotten.
Well, did you get a lot of presents at the wedding?
Well, I got 700 sterling silver spoons.
You don't tell me, 700 sterling silver spoons?
Well, 40 of them were marked sterling, and 660 were marked Pullman.
The Banjo Buddies. By the way there, Mr. Bones, have you heard from your wife lately?
Yes, I just got a letter from her.
And what did she say?
She told me if I didn't send her some money, she's going to have me arrested and put in jail for alimony.
Oh, my, that's a terrible predicament. Did you comply with her wishes?
I didn't have a thin dime.
No.
So kind of got myself together and I sent her a check for 1,000 kisses.
A check for 1,000 kisses?
Yes, sir.
Well, what good would that do?
Oh, brother, you should have seen the letter that she sent me.
And what did she have to say?
She said a plenty. I'm going to read the letter for you.
All right.
She say, friend husband, I received your check for 1,000 kisses.
Yes.
The Iceman cashed it.
Our Ebony Ewed Mr. Bones. When I walked that levee round,
round, round, round.
When I walked that levee round,
round, round, round.
When I walked that levee round, I'm looking for that bully and he must be found. When I walked that levee round,
round, round, round.
When I walked that levee round,
round, round, round.
When I walked that levee round, I'm looking for that bully and he must be found. Very nice indeed, Mr. Bones.
Say, Mr. Interlocutor, ain't you a married man?
Why, certainly, Mr. Sambo. You know I'm a married man.
Uh-huh. How long you been married?
3 years.
You got anything to show for connubial felicity?
For what?
Anything running around the house. You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean children?
That's it.
Yes, indeed. I'm the happy father of 6 beautiful children.
Doggone, that's all right. But how long did you say you'd been married?
3 years.
And 6 children?
6 children.
That can't be done.
Well, I'll explain that. You see, the first year of our married life, I took my wife to see Charlie Chaplin in The Kid, and the stork presented us with a bouncing baby boy.
Did he have funny-looking feet?
Yes. No, of course not. The second year of our married life, I took my wife to see The Two Orphans, and the stork presented us with twins.
Well, that's all right.
Yes. And the third year of our married life, I took my wife to see The Three Musketeers, and the stork presented us with triplets. 6 children, 3 years. Why, it's very simple.
And what a system.
Yes.
Mr. Interlocutor, do yourself a favor.
Why, certainly.
Don't let your wife see the big parade.
Grand finale by the entire company.
Come on, you little niggers, don't you cut no figures, climbing up the golden stairs. And we tell our little man he should be a better man, climbing up the golden stairs. When you hear those darkies singing, it's music by divine, always mine was my guide. The rose that blooms
rose that blooms on each tomorrow, its fragrance shall borrow from you. Chansonette, chansonette, you will never regret forever to be known as my own chansonette, my chansonette, my chansonette.
Lambert Murphy providing the vocal on Chansonette. From Take 5, March 3, 1924, issued on Victor 45395. Rudolph Frimmel wrote the tune, and Daley Paskman the words, along with Irving Caesar and Sigmund Spaeth. Mr. Murphy was accompanied by Albert Lennertz on cello and Bruno Reibold at the keyboard. Beginning in 1925, Daley Paskman's Radio Minstrels broadcast over WGBS New York, where Paskman was the studio director. The Company of 20 also appeared in person at theaters across the country and even in Canada, with advertisements promising them to be great on the air, greater on the stage. Within the Radio Minstrels were the specialty acts, the Diamond-Studded Quartet and the Savannah Steppers, with the show described as a big, merry set filled with good entertainers, light, frothy jokes, sweet singers, and nimble feet clicking off dances to popular ballads. Before Lambert Murphy, we heard both sides of Columbia 1714-D, made December 18, 1928, a commercial recording giving those who couldn't listen on the radio or experience in person, and you, an audio glimpse of the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Next Sunday, August 4th, Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo will be screening the 1924 silent film He Who Gets Slapped, starring Lon Chaney, Norma Shearer, and John Gilbert. Accompanying the movie, live on the Music Hall's mighty Wurlitzer Theater organ, will be our friend Mark Herman at the console. I've not seen this rarely screened film, and am looking forward to seeing it as well as hearing Mark's accompaniment. I hope you'll join us in El Segundo next Sunday, and if you're there, let me know and I'll buy you a Bill Special, popcorn and soda. In the meantime, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about slaps.
Slap my hand, woo, lift it sky high. Don't you hock it, you put it in your pocket. Slap, 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 ma. That's the way you say hello. You tip my mare, do lift it high, high. Don't you hock it, you put it in your pocket. Slap, 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 ma. That's the way you say hello. Oh, you and you, oh, kinderful. Slap, 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 slap. Add some class, don't slap, make a pass and shout. For television, slap my hand. Lift it sky high, don't you hock it, you put it in your pocket. Slap, 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 slap. That's the way you say hello. Thank you. walk and do a slap, 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 slap. Add some class, don't slap, make a pass and shout.
Four!
Television, you slap my hand. Lift it sky high, don't you hock it. You put it in your pocket. Slap, 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 slap. Ma, that's the way you say hello.
I can tell my dog anywhere I hear him bark. I can tell my ride if I feel or in the dark. You're the cold-blooded murder. When you want me out your way, says that's all right, mama, you're gonna need my help someday. And you say you're gonna put me, mama, down in my lonesome grave. So you must remember I once have been your slave. And I feel like snapping my pistol in your face. Let some brown-skinned woman be able to take your place. Hey, hey, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let some brown-skinned woman be able to take your place. Now you know you didn't want me when you lie down across my bed, drinking your moonshine whiskey, mama, talking all out your head. Now give me the money, baby. I'll kiss that train and go. You don't have to kill me, cause you don't want me no more. Hey, hey, cause you don't want me no more. Now you give me the money, baby, and I'll catch that train and go. Now you see my rider, tell her I said, bring it home. I ain't had no loving since my gal been gone. It's two kind of people and the word that I can't stand. That's a lying woman and a monkey man.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with I'm Slapping 7th Avenue with the Sole of My Shoe from Brunswick 8131, April 11th, 1938. I'm Slapping 7th Avenue was written by Henry Nemo, but Irving Mills and Duke Ellington are also credited. Before that, Blind Boy Fuller with not the most wholesome of songs, Pistol Slapper Blues on Vocalion 4106, April 5th, 1938. Blind Boy Fuller was actually Fulton Allen, and Pistol Slapper Blues is credited to J.B. for James Baxter Long, a record store manager and talent scout in Burlington, North Carolina, and Fuller's manager. And Fuller may be getting a belated birthday segment next week. We started that slap happy set with Charlie Spivak and his orchestra with Slap Slap. That's the way you say hello. Another Henry Nemo song, sung there by Ginger Malin, on Columbia 6191, made March 17, 1941. Last week, July 26, marked the birth in 1903 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, of bandleader Donald David Voorhees, to William Voorhees and Laura Henninger. He began studying music at age 5, playing violin and piano. At age 11, he was a church organist and choir master. At age 12, he played piano in the pit orchestra of the Lyric Theater, and 3 years later was conducting the orchestra. Immediately following his graduation from Allentown High School, he made his Broadway debut as conductor at the Winter Garden Theater of Broadway Brevities of 1920, starring Eddie Cantor. During the 1920s, he conducted orchestras for numerous Broadway shows, including Earl Carroll's Vanities. Beginning in 1925, he also conducted orchestras on radio programs, including the Atwater Kent Hour, the General Motors Hour, and the March of Time. Between 1926 and 1928, Voorhees made dozens of recordings for Edison and Columbia with his own band, which included Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Dick McDonough, Arthur Schott, and Vic Burton, all alumni of Nichols' Redheads. Voorhees formed the Bell Telephone Orchestra in 1940 and conducted it on the Bell Telephone Hour program, beginning on radio, until its final television broadcast in 1968, missing only 2 broadcasts. Wanting to give back to his hometown, in 1951, Voorhees founded the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, and over the next 32 years, never missed conducting a concert. Don Voorhees retired in 1983 to Stone Harbor, New Jersey. He died January 10, 1989, at the Nantucket, Massachusetts home of his son, with whom he had been living following a fall, and was cremated. Here are 3 from Don Voorhees.
Happiness. from New Orleans. She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has those flashing eyes, the kind that can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget I mean. Down in that Creole town, a wonderful gal's around, but none like Clementine from New Orleans.
Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra with a short vocal refrain by the Revelers on the Riff Song, composed by Sigmund Romberg, with the lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein II. Takes 1 and 3 from December 14, 1926 were issued on Columbia 835-D and 1824-D. Before that, Frank Harris with Don Voorhees and his orchestra on Clementine from Columbia 1180-D, recorded September 10, 1927. Okay, there's no fooling you. Yeah, that was actually Irving Kaufman. Clementine was composed by Harry Warren with the lyrics by Henry Creamer. We started our tribute to Don Voorhees with the Don Voorhees Orchestra, credited as the Larry Murphy Dance Orchestra, on Cameo 1146 with That's My Hap Hap Happiness, recorded April 20th, 1927. That's My Hap Hap Happiness was composed by Al Sherman, with lyrics by Howard Johnson and Charlie Tobias. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. On last week's show, we talked about Henry Ford's Model T. I didn't mention it then, but the Model T was also known as a Tin Lizzy. There are any number of stories about where the name Tin Lizzy originated. One has to do with Noel Bullock, a 23-year-old from North Platte, Nebraska, who won the 1922 Pikes Peak Hill Climb Auto Race in a customized 1918 Ford that he designed, built, and raced as Old Liz. Although Bullock modified his car using only high-quality, well-designed components, it was dilapidated in appearance, especially next to the factory-prepared Packards, Mercers, and Pierce Arrows entered in the race. The press referred to it as a contraption, a low-cast tin can, an unpainted hoodless burlesque of an automobile, a cross between a kiddie car and a pushmobile, and even a collection of junk. There are plenty of songs about tin Lizzies, but here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some other Lizzies. Thank you.
stuff is a little of that. She's not too thin and not too fat. And she's got much, all the skin you love to touch. When Lizzie gets busy, she never gives you a rest. She'd pet you, upset you. She'd bamboo us right off your bed. Say, I'll sing a song, tell a few jokes, even play, but holy smokes, I'm going out if Lizzie comes in.
Thank you.
Tony Parenti, credited as Anthony Parenti and his famous Melody Boys with Dizzy Lizzy. Recorded March 23, 1925 in New Orleans, issued on Victor 19697. Dizzy Lizzy was written by Parenti and pianist in the band, Vic Lebowski. Vic Lebowski, not the Big Lebowski. Before that, Paul Speck's Canadian Club Orchestra with Lorne Cole providing the vocal on I'm Going Out If Lizzy Comes In, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. That and 25 other Paul Speck recordings from 1922 to 1930 are on the Rivermont CD Static Strut. If you don't have it, get it. We started that Lizzy set with Oh, Lizzy, subtitled A Lover's Lament, written by Irving Bebo. That was the Johnny Dodds Trio in Chicago on April 21st, 1927, with Lil Hardin on piano and Bud Scott on guitar. The Esterházy family was the leading Hungarian noble family in the Habsburg monarchy in the 18th century, and music played an important part in the court which the Esterházy maintained in their palaces. In 1761, Joseph Haydn was invited by Prince Paul Antal Esterházy to be assistant conductor of the prince's well-appointed orchestra, which performed regularly in his castle at Eisenstadt. Haydn also composed most of the music required and served as chief of the music personnel. In 1766, Haydn became musical director at the Esterházy court, raising the quality and size of the musical ensembles and composing operas, symphonies, string quartets, and other chamber music. Haydn wrote his Symphony No. 94 in G major in 1791. It became known as the Surprise Symphony because of a loud, timpani-dominated chord in the otherwise soft second movement. Stories abound that it was a practical joke embedded in the score by Haydn to jolt sleepy listeners awake. Nice story, but according to Haydn himself, not true. Haydn wanted to surprise the audience with something new, and not to be outdone by his student, Ignaz Joseph Pleyel, who was also leading an orchestra in London at the time. In any case, here are some other musical surprises for you.
Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a ball. Then she answered him with a twinkle in her eye. He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover. You can't judge a book by its cover. He got the face of an angel, but there's the devil in his eye. He's not so good in a crowd, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He isn't a very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. Every day in a taxi cab, they don't seem to know taxi cab, but in a taxi surprise. Johnny will seem to each day. Mary's a seem to each day. Everywhere it seems to call the awareness head. Mary will simply each home. But Johnny's never alone. For it's most each every day. You could hear those girlies say, he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. But in a taxi cab, you'd be
imagine my surprise. Imagine my surprise. I thought my heart told lies. When the clouds broke through above, yes, baby, found I'd landed in love. I set my course in another direction, but I had failed to give my heart a final inspection. Imagine my surprise, prize, prize, when I first realized that my big mistake was my lucky break. Yes, imagine my surprise.
When I say it's true, you are so divine. I can't go on denying. I want you to be mine. No other will do but you. Now take this ring I bought for you. Wear it few and don't be blue. Though I got to guessing, it's bound to bring a blessing. I got a big surprise for you.
Blues singer Tampa Red, born Hudson Woodbridge in 1903 in Smithville, Georgia, but raised by his grandmother's family in Tampa, Florida, the Whitakers, whose name he adopted. With his composition, I Got a Big Surprise for You. Bluebird B-8368 was recorded in Chicago on November 8, 1939, and also issued on Montgomery Ward M-8796. Before that, Fats Waller and his rhythm with Imagine My Surprise, being heard on the show for the first time. Bluebird B-10062 was recorded December 7, 1938, and Imagine My Surprise was composed by Catherine Fitch Phillips, with the lyrics by Horace Hotchkiss and George H. Fitch. I couldn't find anything else written by any of them, but I didn't look all that hard. You've heard You'd Be Surprised on the show by Eddie Cantor and Billy Murray, but we started this surprise set with Riley Puckett and his October 2, 1925 recording of that Irving Berlin song on Columbia 15063. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.